Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
There are 5.5 million jobs open in America, and it's time to get to work. At ExpressPros.com, you can apply for a new job today. Apply now at ExpressPros.com for skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and programmers, as well as administrative jobs, customer service, and accounting positions. Express also hires for positions in the medical industry, such as billing, coding, data entry, and record keeping. Each Express office is locally owned and operated and is invested in the success of their community. And 75% of the people who have a job are open to a new job or actively looking for a new job. With more than 770 Express locations, you'll find the nearest one at expresspros.com. There are no fees for job seekers, and with one application, you apply for a variety of top jobs in your community. Express takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Go to ExpressPros.com. That's ExpressPros.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm sitting in for George Norrie tonight. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Our guest tonight is Corey Good. And Corey, we are discussing Antarctica and some of the events that are unfolding right now in front of us. Some of it has made it into the media. Corey, with Buzz Aldrin and John Kerry and religious factions out of Europe that have made it down to Antarctica. Why now? What is going on down there, and what is it that they need to see?
Well, we've jokingly called this an Illuminati Disneyland for the last several months. David Wilcock and I have. These different people with different positions within the current structure are being brought down there and shown the ruins, ancient ruins, but also they're being shown the ruins of three massive ships that are very ancient and below the ice. And apparently these three ships had brought these pre-Adamites here in a crash landing kind of scenario. And jokingly, they call these three ships the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Some of the information has stated that these craft are 30 miles across, My most recent information is that one of them is very large, nowhere near 30 miles across, but one of them is very large and two others are close to being the same size, but not quite the same shape.
What about the timing of this? I mean, why now, Corey? Is it because we have global warming and the ice is melting and they were going to be exposed anyway? You know, why now?
Well, it's being set up as a mass distraction kind of a scenario. You know, more and more evidence is pointing towards, you know, a lot of these human traffickers and crazy people that use the money system in the way they do. These people are finally about to be brought down. There are secret grand juries that have been convened that are ongoing right now. So these cabal groups, they need a big distraction. And what would be a bigger distraction than finding out that there is a civilization that is under the ice from before the last ice age? That would blow everyone's minds and distract us heavily.
So what you're suggesting, I want to understand what's going on. So to distract from the issues that the Illuminati or the Cabal or the shadow government, you know, those puppet masters that they are about to have as a distraction away from that, to have this massive discovery down in Antarctica take over the media so it would soften the blow on what's actually about to go down with them. Am I understanding you correctly?
It sounds like you've got it, yes. And it's amazing how they plan on unrolling all of this information. They've had the scientists down in a certain dig excavation point down in Antarctica. They've been removing any non-human type of artifacts or bodies, and they're planning on releasing the information as if this was just a human society in the beginning that was discovered that, 12,800 years ago was covered in ice. What they plan on doing then is a little bit later on announcing one of our secret space programs that the military-industrial complex has. It's an Air Force, DIA, NSA-type program that's in low Earth orbit. They plan on announcing this space program, and it's fairly advanced. It's not the most advanced one we have. And after they announce that, there'll be more shock. And they'll say, oh, by the way, this same secret space program, as they've been flying through the solar system, they've been finding ancient ruins that are very similar to what we found in Antarctica. And furthermore, we have found non-human bodies in Antarctica after we've continued our dig. So they plan on just stringing things out and giving us a drip-drip disclosure as a constant way of distracting us. And also, a lot of these Illuminati people, they trace their bloodlines back to this pre-Adamite group. They want us to see this pre-Adamite group as gods, and they want us to see them as sons of gods. And they want us to, you know, put them up on a pedestal, which, you know, there's no way we're going to do.
It seems that every week we get an announcement about radio signals being observed or another exoplanet or some alien megastructure out there, more planets, more exoplanets. It's a constant alien contact news press clipping week after week after week. Is all of this connected? And is this part of what is going on in Antarctica with its release?
Yeah, all of this is all part of an acclimation project to slowly acclimate us to this information, because they literally believe that if we were to find out about non-humans, extraterrestrials, that we would just fall apart and, you know, people would stop eating, they would stop taking their medicine, they would stop spending money in the monetary system. You know, they're afraid. Or that's their excuse anyway. They're afraid that, you know, society would fall. That's why they don't tell us the truth.
Well, we have had so many press releases. We had one big press conference with NASA just 2 days ago. And the more of these that do occur, I would be afraid of the one big announcement that it would just be, oh, whatever, you know, we were expecting this because of the barrage that we have had. Is that part of the plan? Because that's what the way I feel this is being laid out.
Yeah, I mean, it's being spoon-fed to us in a way that they feel like they can form the way we think about the information. So it's a big part of mind control as well. They're controlling what we perceive, how and when we perceive it. And they're having a lot of problems controlling how we perceive things recently, with so many people beginning to wake up.
So this is part of the prep of for something, whether it's Antarctica, the cabal, the secret space program, life on other planets.
Yes, they've been acclimating us since, you know, the 50s and 60s. It's a long game for them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you catch Season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on Season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.